This is the Sakar Merli of the 8th of April, 2024. Essence, sweet children, everything you see with those eyes is to finish. Therefore, have unlimited disinterest in it all. The Father is creating a new world for you. Question. What significance is merged in the silence of you children? Answer. When you sit in silence, you remember the land of silence. You know that silence means to die alive. The Father, in the form of the Satguru, teaches you here how to remain silent. When you stay in silence, you are burning your sins away. You have the knowledge that you now have to return home. People in other spiritual gatherings sit in silence, but they have no knowledge of the land of silence. Om Shanti. Shiv Baba is speaking to you, sweetest spiritual children. In the Gita, it is written Sri Krishna speaks, but in fact it is Shiv Baba who speaks. Sri Krishna cannot be called Baba. The people of Bharat know that there are two fathers, the Laukik and the Parlaukik. The Parlaukik father is called the Supreme Father. A physical father cannot be called the Supreme Father. It isn't a physical father who is explaining these things to you. It is the Parlaukik father who is explaining to you, Parlaukik children. First of all, you go to the land of silence, which you also call the land of Nirvana, the land of liberation, or the land beyond sound. The father now says, children, you now have to go to the land of silence. That place alone is called the Tower of Silence. While sitting here, you first have to sit in silence. In any spiritual gathering, they first sit in silence, but they do not have this knowledge of the land of silence. You children know that you souls have to shed those old bodies and return home. Your bodies could be shed at any time, and so you should therefore study very well what the Father is teaching you. He is the Supreme Teacher, the bestower of salvation and also the Guru. You have to have yoga with him. That one does all three forms of service. No one person can do all three forms of service. That one father teaches you silence. To die alive is called silence. You know that we now have to go home to the land of silence. Unless souls become pure, not one of them can return home. Everyone has to go back, and this is why punishment for sinful actions is experienced at the end, and then the status is even destroyed. There has to be the reward and punishment for your defeat by Maya. The Father comes to enable you to conquer Maya, but because of being careless, you don't remember the Father. Here, you only have to remember the one Father. On the path of devotion, people wander around a lot. They too don't know the one to whom they have been bowing down. The Father comes and liberates you from wandering. It is explained that knowledge is the day and devotion is the night. People only stumble in the night. Knowledge is the day, that is, the golden and silver ages, whereas devotion means the night, that is, the copper and iron ages. all of this is the duration of the drama. For half the time it is day, and for half the time it is night. It is the day and night of Prajapita, Brahma, Kumars and Kumaris. This is an unlimited matter. The unlimited father comes at the unlimited confluence age. This is why people speak of Shivratri, the night of Shiva. People do not understand what Shivratri is. Not a single person apart from you knows the importance of Shivratri, because this is the middle period. When the night comes to an end and the day begins, it is called the most auspicious confluence age, in between the old world and the new world. The father comes at the confluence age of every cycle. It isn't that he comes in every age. They even call the confluence of the golden and silver ages a confluence age. The father says that is a mistake. Shiv Baba says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. This is called the fire of yoga. All of you are the Brahmins who teach them yoga to become pure. Those Brahmins sit others on the pyre of lust. There is the difference of day and night between those Brahmins and you. They are physical creations, whereas you are mouth-born creations. Everything has to be understood very well. When anyone comes, it is explained to him. Remember the unlimited Father, and your sins will be absolved, and you will receive your inheritance from the unlimited Father. Then, the more divine virtues you imbibe and inspire others to imbibe, so you will accordingly claim a high status. The Father comes to make you impure ones pure. So you too have to do this service. All are impure. Those gurus cannot purify anyone. Shiv Baba's title is the purifier. He comes here when all have become completely impure according to the drama plan. It is then that the Father comes. First of all, Alpha explains to you children, remember me. You say he is the purifier. The spiritual father is called the purifier. They say, O God or O Baba. However, no one has his introduction. You who belong to the confluence age have now received that introduction. Those people are residents of hell. You are not residents of hell. Yes, if someone is defeated, he falls completely and everything he had earned is lost. The main thing is to become pure from impure. This is a vicious world, whereas that is a viceless world, a new world, where deities rule. You children now know that, first of all, it is the deities that take the maximum births. In that too, it is those who are the first-class Sun Dynasty souls who come down first. You claim the inheritance for 21 generations. It is such an unlimited inheritance of purity, peace, and happiness. The Golden Age is called the land of complete happiness. The Silver Age is semi because there are 2 degrees less. Because there are fewer degrees, the power of their light is also reduced. When the degrees of the moon decrease, there is less light. Eventually, there is just a crescent left. It doesn't become completely nil. It is the same for you. You don't become completely nil. This is said to be a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. The Father sits here and explains to souls. This is a gathering of souls and the Supreme Soul. This has to be understood with your intellects. When does God come? When there are many souls, that is, many human beings, the Supreme Soul comes into this gathering. Why is there a gathering of souls and the Supreme Soul? Those gatherings are for becoming dirty. At this time, you are being changed from thorns into flowers by the master of the garden. How are you becoming that? With the power of remembrance. The Father is called the Almighty Authority. Just as the Father is the Almighty Authority, in the same way, Ravan is no less of an Almighty Authority. The Father himself says, Maya is very strong and powerful. Some say, Baba, I do remember you, but Maya makes me forget you. You are the enemies of one another. The Father comes and enables you to conquer Maya, and Maya then defeats you. They have shown a battle between deities and devils, but it isn't like that. This is that battle. You become deities by remembering the Father. Maya causes obstacles in remembrance, not in studying. The obstacles only come in remembrance. Maya repeatedly makes you forget. By becoming body conscious, you are slapped by Maya. Very strong words are used for those who are lustful. This is the kingdom of Ravan. Here too you are told to become pure, but some don't. The Father says, children, do not indulge in vice. Do not dirty your faces. Even then they write, Baba, Maya defeated me, that is, I have dirtied my face. There are the ugly and the beautiful. Those who are vicious are ugly, and those who are viceless are beautiful. No one in the world apart from you understands the meaning of the ugly and beautiful. Sri Krishna is also called Shyamasundara. The Father explains the meaning of this to you. He was the number one prince of heaven. This one passes as the number one in beauty. Then, by taking rebirth while coming down, he becomes ugly. And so he is called Shyamasundara. The Father explains the meaning of this. Shiv Baba is ever pure. He comes and makes you children beautiful. Those who are impure are ugly, and those who are pure are beautiful. There is a natural beauty there. You children have come here to become the masters of heaven. Therefore, there is the praise in the versions of God that say, the mothers open the gates to heaven. This is why it is said, salutations to mothers. When you say salutations to the mothers, it is understood that there is a father too. The father increases the praise of the mothers. First is Lakshmi, then Narayan. Here they have Mr. first and then Mrs. This significance is created in this way in the drama. the Father, the Creator, first of all gives his own introduction. One are limited physical fathers, and the other is the unlimited parlokic father. You remember the unlimited father because you receive the unlimited inheritance from him. Even while receiving a limited inheritance, you remember the unlimited father. You say, Baba, when you come, we will break away from everyone else and connect ourselves to you alone. Who said this? Souls. It is the soul that plays his part through these organs. Each soul takes rebirth and becomes wealthy or poor according to the type of actions he has performed. It depends on actions. Lakshmi and Narayan become the masters of the world. What did they do? Only you know this. Only you can explain this. The father says, have disinterest in whatever you see with those eyes. All of it is going to finish. When a new house is being built, there is disinterest in the old house. Children would say that their Baba has built a new house for them, and so they will go and stay there. This old house will be demolished. This is an unlimited matter. You children know that the Father has come to establish heaven. This is a dirty old world. You children are now sitting in front of Trimurti Shiva. You are becoming victorious. In fact, this Trimurti is your coat of arms. This Brahmin clan of yours is the most elevated of all. It is the top knot. A kingdom is being established. Only you Brahmins know this coat of arms. Shiv Baba is teaching us through Brahma Baba in order to make us into deities. Destruction has to take place. When the world becomes Tamopratan, natural calamities also help. Those people continue to use their intellects to invent so many scientific inventions. It isn't that missiles have emerged from their stomachs, but that they have emerged through science, with which they will destroy the whole clan. It has been explained to you children that Shiv Baba is the highest on high. It is Shiv Baba and the deities who should be worshipped. Brahmins cannot be worshipped because although you souls are pure, your bodies are not. This is why you cannot be worthy of being worshipped. You are worthy of praise. When you become deities, you souls will be pure, and you will also receive pure new bodies. At this time, you are worthy of praise. It is said, salutations to the mothers. What did the army of mothers do? It was the mothers who gave knowledge by following Srimat. You mothers give everyone this knowledge on the basis of Srimat. You mothers give everyone the nectar of knowledge to imbibe. Only you understand this accurately. Many stories have been written in the scriptures which they sit and relate to others. You continue to say, it is the truth. It is the truth. If you sit here and relate this knowledge to them, they will say, it is true. It is true. Sat, sat. You would now no longer say that this is the truth. People have such stone intellects that they continue to say, it is true. It is true. It is remembered, there are those with stone intellects and those with divine intellects. To have a divine intellect means to be a lord of divinity. In Nepal, they have a picture of the lord of divinity. It is Lakshmi and Narayan who are the lords of the land of divinity. This is their dynasty. The main thing is to know the secret of the creator and the creation. The rishis and munis have been saying, neti, neti, neither this nor that of him. You have now come to know everything from the Father. That is, you have now become theists. Maya, Ravan, makes you into atheists. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. Constantly be aware that you Brahmins are the mouth-born creation of Brahma. Your clan is the highest of all. You have to become pure and make others pure. Become a helper of the purifier father. 2. Never be careless about remembrance. It is because of your body consciousness that Maya causes obstacles in your having remembrance. Therefore, first of all, renounce body consciousness. Destroy all your sins with the power of yoga. Blessing. May you have unlimited disinterest and remain loving and as detached as a lotus flower while staying in a household and using its facilities. You have been given facilities, and so you should use them with a big heart. Those facilities are for you to use, but you should not allow your spiritual endeavour to become merged. Let there be a complete balance. The facilities are not bad. They are the fruit of your karma and yoga. However, while staying in a household and using its facilities, be detached like a lotus and loving to the Father. While using them, do not be influenced by them. Do not let your attitude of unlimited disinterest become merged in the facilities. First of all, let this emerge in yourself and then spread this atmosphere in the world. Slogan. To enable someone who is distressed to stabilize in his spiritual honor is the best service. Om Shanti.